Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about revisioning your growth opportunities. We have a rare cycle for this, and I'll give you some tips to use it well. Next Friday, on September 17th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I cover what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that there is only 1 week left before our summer specials, and these specials are designed to assist you with this summer of changes that we're having, and they're available only through next Friday, September 17th. Now, back by popular demand, we're still offering our Paper Pulse release CD and the Prosperity release. The Paper Pulse CD allows you to release clutter and paper piles easily. This is a class that allowed me to get rid of a 3-year paper pile in 2 days, and it never came back. The Prosperity release will release all types of fears related to not having enough money or not using it wisely. And once you release those fears, money can come to you much more easily. Plus, we have Boost Your Business with new paradigm tools and Feng Shui Basics for Business, both important for your own prosperity. These CDs are on sale now through Friday, September 17th, at substantial savings of about 35% discount. So, plus, we have our 2010 Good Timing Guides on sale for $9 while supplies last. So check out these specials. Our Einstein's Business Book is also on sale for about 35% off, and it makes a great holiday gift for the business person in your life. To learn more or to order these items, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for the summer specials under What's New. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's number again, 877-524-8300. And I also want to announce that our prosperity training, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business, will start on Monday, October 18th. Now, this program provides you all the energetic tools you need to thrive in your work or business. It's taught by phone for 75 minutes each week over 8 consecutive weeks, and it includes both written study guides and audio replays of the classes. And it's guaranteed. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, just hang on a little longer. The last day of Mercury retrograde is Sunday, September 12th, so it's close. But please be patient. It takes Mercury some time to turn around and get moving forward again. And for the first couple of weeks while he's doing this, he's retracing the same area for the last time. So if something hasn't yet gotten fixed, you have through September 26th to get this done. So notice, it takes until September 27th for Mercury to move into new territory. And this suggests that it could take that long to get enough things off your plate to have enough energy and time to start something new. For today and this weekend, though, just be patient. Mercury is slowing down to a stop. It's hard to get things done. You're likely to encounter slow traffic due to construction, accidents, or cars breaking down. Just be prepared to go slower and enjoy some of your favorite music while driving. Also, computers, emails, phones, faxes, printers, and more can fail now through Sunday, so be sure you keep backups of everything. And remember that miscommunications are prevalent now, so double-check all details. Next, on September 8th or 9th, depending on your time zone, Jupiter move back into the sign of Pisces, where it will rejoin Uranus exactly on September 18th. Now, Jupiter is strong in the sign of Pisces, so growth and expansion are easier to accomplish while it's in this sign. And it will remain in this sign until January 22nd of 2011. Now, whenever Jupiter changes signs, different industries get high growth. And while it's in the sign of Pisces, the following industries get a boost in growth. Beverages, including alcohol and coffee, shoes, prescription drugs, spiritual and inspirational books, CDs, and classes, oil and natural gas, ocean technologies, ocean shipping, environmental cleanup and waste management, funeral homes, nuclear energy and waste, and psychological services. Now, notice that I mentioned oil will get a boost in growth. That means the price of oil will go up, and if you buy heating oil, I strongly encourage you to buy enough for winter now. The price of gasoline will go up, too. Now, while Jupiter is back in Pisces with Uranus, we're still getting unexpected growth opportunities. However, this should feel a lot easier to manage. There's less conflict and fewer challenges with these opportunities than the ones we've had during June through August. Now is the time to rethink what makes a growth opportunity attractive enough for you to take it. I'll give you some tips for this after the break. Jupiter and Uranus conjunct for the last time on January 4th, and by then you should know which opportunity you want to pursue. Next, 2 days ago on September 8th, Venus moved out of the sign of Libra, where she's very competent, and into the sign of Scorpio, where she's basically in trouble. As I mentioned last week, this is another signal that the bond market may be headed for trouble, which was shown in the new moon chart for that day. So again, if you have bonds, be sure they're short-term bonds, and otherwise you could lose money on them. Next, we now have a cycle in range that's helpful for bringing in very good money opportunities. This cycle is Venus sextile Pluto, and it peaks on September 12th, which is Sunday, and stays in range through September 16th. Now, just remember that opportunities do not beat you over the head. They're there for the taking, but do not demand a response. So pay attention during this period, and you're likely to find some good financial possibilities are available. Now, this cycle peaks just as Mercury stops to go direct on September 12th, so this suggests that there are likely to be some delays associated with the opportunity, so be patient while the money arrives. In addition, Pluto finally moves forward on September 14th after moving backwards since April 6th. Now, this also suggests we're ready to move forward with regeneration and social transformation, especially in the economy. Since this happens so close to the Venus sextile Pluto cycle, there's some extra energy for these financial opportunities. It may take a while to get them started, but they could be big. Next, beginning September 14th, peaking on September 21st, and staying in range through September 25th, we have plenty of unexpected surprises. Now, this is related to the cycles of the Sun opposite Jupiter and Uranus. These cycles can also be associated with the challenge of separating gold from fool's gold. You're likely to encounter unexpected growth opportunities, but look closely at the details to make sure they're really worth your time, money, and energy to pursue. When you really weigh it all out, it might not look as good as it did at first glance, so be discerning. The cycle is still in effect for the fall equinox and the full moon on September 23rd, although it's definitely lessening by then. However, that could mean that we may continue to encounter unexpected financial surprises throughout the fall, so be alert. Next, are you in the process of partnering with someone personally or in business? In late August, we started the cycle of Venus conjunct Mars, which is often associated with starting partnerships of all types. Now, this cycle comes into range for the second time on September 14th, peaks on October 3rd, and stays in range through October 12th. Now, this relationship dance is likely to mirror your own process with a potential partner. This dance started with the female being very competent and in good standing with the male, who is not as strong at the beginning of the dance. As it progresses, though, the female becomes weaker and the male becomes much stronger. Just after they get together the second time under this situation, the female rethinks the relationship and retreats for a while. She then chases the male until May 23rd, 2011, when they finally get together a third time in a sign where she's very strong again. Now, if you're in the process of creating a partnership with someone, it may not solidify until late next May, after you've both had a chance to come to a full understanding of what's expected from each of you. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice in the guide that we have very few good days from September through December for important new starts. Because we have Venus retrograde in October through November, followed by Mercury retrograde in December. So, make extra good use of September 16th through the 18th. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this each week in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. And to register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the home page. So get signed up today. Now, how do you make the best use of the unexpected growth opportunities which are showing up? We have a relatively rare cycle, and I'll give you some tips to take advantage of it when I come back after this short break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Del Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Do you want to increase your prosperity even in this economy? Now through September 17th, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering selected class CDs for 35% off. Her Prosperity Release CD allows you to release fears related to not having enough money so money can flow to you more easily. The Paper Piles release will help you let go of old clutter and paper piles that will clear out stuck energy so new opportunities can arrive. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. To order or learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call her toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. These 35% discount specials are good now through September 17th. So order today.
Invest in your life, Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about revisioning your growth opportunities. We're now in an energy cycle that's terrific for clarifying and revisioning the start of some unexpected new growth opportunities. And we won't get this cycle again for another 13 years. So today, I'm giving you some tips to take advantage of it. First, I want to mention that Mercury isn't the only planet that's moving backwards these days. Both Jupiter and Uranus are also retrograde, and this indicates that we're in a time to rethink and revision our growth opportunities. But these are not just ordinary opportunities. Many of these opportunities are very unexpected or at the very least highly unusual. So how can you know if this is the right opportunity for you? Right now, we're being asked to reconsider our needs through at least September 12th, and we may continue to finalize them a bit more through September 26th. Many people have experienced personal earthquakes in the past few months and maybe even in the past few weeks. So this cycle is now providing us some hope of better situations, but we're being asked to balance those opportunities with practical steps. Now, both Jupiter and Uranus are back in the sign of Pisces, and this is important. This is one of Jupiter's best signs, and he's very strong in the sign of Pisces. So it's even easier to create the right opportunities for ourselves now. That's because there's an abundance of unexpected possibilities. And if one isn't quite right for you, look around. There's probably at least 8 or 10 opportunities in the vicinity and maybe even more. So today, I'm going to give you some tips to gain clarity regarding your own unexpected growth opportunities. But before I give you these tips, I want to point out that these growth opportunities may have a painful part to them. It may be something you were not planning to do at all. For example, in my own situation, the house I'm renting has been flooded 3 times in the past 3 months with sewer backup. So my opportunity is to move. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Well, maybe it sounds like fun to you, but it definitely wasn't on my to-do list until last Thursday night. Now, you might not think that moving is a growth opportunity, but it definitely is. I could get a house with a much better kitchen and bathrooms and lower heating bills. It could be nicely painted, and the roof wouldn't look like it needs to be replaced any day. The yard could have more room for a garden, and the owner could be pet-friendly. It could even have better views. My neighbors could be like-minded, and we could enjoy parties together. The landlord could take better care of the property when fixes need to occur. And in general, the place could be a much better match to my higher energy. My mantra is that a beautiful home that's perfect for me is coming to me quickly and easily. And I envision myself moving by the end of this month or even early next year. But so all possibilities are available. So keeping all this in mind, I have some tips for you to consider with your own opportunities. And the first one is this. Before you consider any opportunity, it should be one that really excites you. The kind of situation that when you remember it as you awake, you want to jump out of bed as quickly as possible so you can get right to it. And if you don't fully resonate with the opportunity, and I mean with your heart as well as your mind, then stop right there and find one that does excite you. You should feel juicy and excited about it. Otherwise, skip it. Second, let's assume your opportunity passes that first test and you're in love with the idea on all levels. The next tip is to look at the practicalities related to it. Now, what exactly would you have to do in order to participate in that situation? What tasks would you need to complete? What costs are involved? What responsibilities would you need to accept? And perhaps even more important, what could you hope to get in return for your time, money, and energy? Now, for example, let's just consider my move because there's a lot of work involved in a move. It takes time to pack and unpack, plus there's a high financial cost to move. So it really has to be worth it to fork out $4,000 or $5,000 to move and even lose work time to do it. Plus, there's the time to find the right house. So just what could I hope to get in return for moving? Is it better be good, or of course I'd rather stay put? Well, for starters, I could cut my heating bill in half and even live in a warmer home if I'm willing to leave behind the 1940s vintage furnace that burns oil. Now, in a few years, that would pay for most of the move itself. But let's consider a few other factors. How much money do I lose by living in a house that has the sewer line backing up into the house? Anytime we deal with negative situations like that, we're losing money whether we know it or not. Then add to that, how much money do I lose by continuing to live in a house that no longer feels good to me but could be a health hazard to me as well? And then there's the opportunity to be happier in a new place, one that matches my own energy better. And that would generate more income. And even with all that, it's hard to get that final number. So the question about how much you hope to get in return is a big bugaboo. You might pretty easily determine your tasks and responsibilities and even your total investment in the situation, but your return is always a gamble. So when you make that assessment, be sure you come up with a low, medium, and high estimates. And then forget the medium and high ranges and decide whether or not the opportunity is worth the effort if you get only the lowest return. Remember, you might not even reach that amount, or the money you expect could be delayed considerably. So this is an important consideration. And also ask yourself this. If I wasn't working on that opportunity, what would I be doing instead? And if I were doing that other activity, how much would I earn or receive in exchange for my time and energy? And then compare the two potentials. No matter what your situation, there's always some type of opportunity cost, and this is what needs to be balanced with that new possibility. Don't just look at what you could gain from it. Look at what you have to give up, too. Okay, let's suppose your growth opportunity has passed the first two tests. Here's the third tip. Now is the time to let your imagination run wild. Hey, if you could wave your magic wand and create the exact situation that would make everything perfect, what would you change about the growth opportunity you're considering? For me, I imagine a truly beautiful home with which I resonate, and it fits my needs perfectly. Plus, it's in the charming town that I live in now, or it's very close to here. And I have a fabulous area for my daily walk, and perhaps the perfect place even allows me to rent to own. I'm more than delighted to move because the new place excites me in so many ways. Now, that vision feeds my energy, so I can hardly wait to pack. Now, do you get the idea? Whatever opportunity is presenting itself to you has an even greater possibility if you'll focus on creating that. Now, just how can you create that better opportunity that matches you and your desires even more perfectly? I'm going to tell you a very easy process that is highly effective. And in case you would like to get a written reminder of this process, there's an article on my website that describes it completely. My site is askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, click on Articles up at the top and look for the one that's titled How to Create Anything. And the link to that article is also in my What's Up in the Heavens for today. Now, this is an easy process, and it goes like this. Simply start by remembering a time when you felt absolutely joyful. And once you're back in that energy again, then start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided whatever situation or item you want. And while you're doing that, be specific. Put in all the details that would really make your growth opportunity fabulous. See yourself already having whatever you want easily. Do this for a minimum of 17 seconds each time you do it, and for a minimum of at least 68 seconds per day. And whenever you find yourself saying something negative like, "That'll never happen," just cancel clear that statement and reaffirm that, of course, the universe wants you to have that. Jupiter continues to move backwards until November 18th, and Uranus continues to move backwards until December 5th. Then these guys get together exactly for one last time on January 4th, 2011. So it's possible that your ideal opportunity may not completely solidify, I should say, until then. But when it does, it will be big. So now is the time to envision your best possibility so you can create what you really want. And you can turn whatever lemons you may have received lately into lemonade if you'll use these tips to create your greatest growth opportunities. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Go get that article, How to Create Anything, on my website at askmadeline.com and start practicing it daily. You'll be amazed at how effective it is. I've used it for years, and it's incredible. I've created thousands of dollars very quickly. Now, next Friday on September 17th, after I tell you what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember, this is the last week of our summer specials for those selected class CDs and the 2010 Good Timing Guide and the Einstein's Business Book. And notice that the 2011 Good Timing Guide is also here in shipping. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And stay tuned next for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. She's on next. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Do you want to increase your prosperity, even in this economy? Now through September 17th, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering selected class CDs for 35% off. Her Prosperity Release CD allows you to release fears related to not having enough money so money can flow to you more easily. The Paper Piles Release will help you let go of old clutter and paper piles that will clear out stuck energy so new opportunities can arrive. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. To order or learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call her toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. These 35% discount specials are good now through September 17th. So order today.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Reservatrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Reservatrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.